Knowing a thing very well is a good foundation for building upon it. French painter Kosta Kolinjic knows the iconography of Eastern Orthodox Christianity very well. His grandfather was a priest. That iconography is providing a framework for his current exploits. Painter Kosta Kolinjic paints in a cool, flat, representational style, but his imagery puts 21st century people in quasi-religious scenes with burning crosses, dragons, Waikiki Beach, for example, with the ocean on fire. Kolinjic was brought up in the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Images are very, very important in our belief. That's why, in a way, I think my first contact to the image are the icons.
How do you choose your central figures? I mean, they look kind of like average Americans, in a sense, a little crazed, perhaps, but...
They are. In fact, I love to draw or to paint people that I know, you know, because I think that I can get involved more emotionally in the drawing and also give more humanity to the drawing. Then it's people who are my friends, my wife.
Your parents-in-law, perhaps, aunts,
uncles? Yeah. Everyone who is around me finally
appears in your work. But Kosta, there they are. In the foreground, a woman playing the piano with a huge grin. In the background, a guy bloody with a fork in his head and a knife through his throat. You do this to your relatives?
No, that's me. That's me. Most of the time, I choose myself to die. You know, it's more simple.
Uh-huh. what are you saying?
I don't know. It's like that's like the biblical theme of Judith, who killed Holofernes like to save Jerusalem. She's the symbol of a victory against tyranny. All the great Italian painters have painted Judith, like Caravaggio, Artemisia, and me. I took this story and I try to turn them into two-day stories, like a horror movie, like a video game. And as she's the first femme fatale, in a way, I depict her like today's femme fatale.
Right. But your perpetrators seem so gleeful.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are. Like, because in a way, like in the classical way of painting Judith, she looks totally innocent and pure. And I want to show, like, this victory against tyranny. It's not something that you can do easily. Like, it's bloody. It can bring you, like, to madness. That's why at the end they look even happy of committing this murder. It's like perhaps a first step into madness. I don't know.
Or to freedom?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Currently, Kolinjic is live drawing daily a 20-foot mythic / contemporary St. George and the Dragon for UH Manoa. His drafting skill and arsenal of images should make for quite a mashup. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.